Green Book is the feel-good movie of the year.
I'm a musician about to embark on a concert tour.
I got no problem being on a roll with you, but I ain't no butler.
Critics rave. Academy Award nominee Viggo Mortensen and Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali are brilliant in a rare gem of a film that is wildly crowd-pleasing.
This is the best fried chicken I ever had. Come on, take it easy.
You have plates or utensils.
Eat it with your hands. I got dry.
Green Book, inspired by a true friendship. In theaters November 21st.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, divas out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Candace Gish, and I'm the host with Divas That Care Network. I am so honored to have our amazing guest today. For any of you listeners that have just tuned in for the very first time, our show has now been running for over 8 years. We have amazing hosts that participate in this program, and we're just so excited because we get to interview these amazing divas that are doing so many great things out there, and we're just so excited that we're able to interview them and let you get to know them. So if you're looking for any of our other shows, you can check out divasthatcare.com. Okay, guys, let's get started. Our newest diva to our family, and we're going to be welcoming her. Her name is Shelley Wilson. And Shelley, I'm very excited because I'm just getting to know you for the first time. We have a lot of friends in common, and I thought this would be fantastic to be able to interview you and have you on our show today. So welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It's absolutely delightful. It's wonderful to be here. Absolutely brilliant. From all the way at the other side of the world.
All the way from the other side of the world.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, Shelley, I'm so excited. Could you spend a couple of minutes and introduce yourself to all of our listeners today?
Yeah, of course I can. My name's Shelley, and I'm a single mom. I've got three children. I'm an author, multi-genre author, so I tend to write nonfiction self-help books, and I also do fantasy fiction. So total opposite ends of the spectrum. I go from meditation to werewolves in the space of a day, which is quite entertaining. I'm also the founder of the Motivate Me Academy, which is just basically I do workshops here in England and e-courses, and I run a Facebook group as well. So it's just to motivate people who are happy-ish with their life, but something's missing, and I want to fill in that little jigsaw piece. So it's something that's very dear to my heart, and something I enjoy doing. So it helps, because I write self-help and personal development books, it kind of goes hand in hand with it. Although I love writing, I love locking myself away in my little writing cave, I do like to come out every now and then and see other people in the world.
Oh, and I love that. And it's something that I think a lot of people appreciate because, you know, being able to work with somebody like yourself and getting involved with an organization is quite amazing. So I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about Motivate Me Academy, and then I want to dive into your new book here. So let's talk a little bit about that and why you decided to do that, and so that we can share with all of our listeners.
Yeah, sure. My background is in holistic health. So I'm a Reiki master teacher, I'm a reflexologist, I'm a massage therapist. And for many years, I ran a ladies only spa here in England. And I absolutely loved it. It was the best thing in the world. A lot of it was obviously one-to-one clients, but I was helping people to just feel better about themselves in lots and lots of different ways. I started running workshops because I wanted to reach a wider audience, and I loved those as well. The writing of self-help kind of went along with it in the background, but that was my main business. 3 years ago, I fell poorly, and I contracted some sort of autoimmune disease. The doctors have been unable to diagnose me still, but I do suffer from lots and lots of different symptoms. And in the end, I actually had to close my business because my body literally stopped working. And it was awful. It was a dreadful, dreadful time. But my clients were wonderful, absolutely amazing ladies who I'd supported through their journeys. And they were then able to sort of turn around and say, look, we're here for you now. Maybe this is when you should be writing and going down a different path and helping people in another way, which is how I kind of turned the holistic business into then more of an online workshop type course route, really. So I was still doing the same thing, but being able to manage my symptoms and everything else that went with it. So that was how it kind of evolved over time.
Shelley, is this something that I know that you are in the UK, but is this something that anybody in the world could access and they could be a part of to connect with you?
Absolutely, yeah. The website is literally motivatemenow.co.uk, and that's where I post all my blog content, and there are links to my e-courses and my workshops. I'm building it up at the moment, so I've still got lots and lots more content to put on there. And connected to that as well, I've got a Facebook page and a group connected sort of further along the line as well. So I try and make it a very safe space for ladies, because I separated from my husband 15 years ago, and he was an abusive person. So it was a very abusive marriage. And I literally kind of packed my three kids when they were very little in the car and left. And I had to build my life again. So I'm very, very passionate about helping women and making sure that they're safe and secure and that they can share what they need to share. So, yeah, you can find me on the website and via the Facebook pages as well, from wherever you are in the world.
Oh, that is fantastic. And we're going to be posting this, ladies, on all of our social media so that if this is something that you are very interested in and passionate about also, that we can get you in contact with Shelley. Oh, that's awesome, Shelley. We really like to love to support women doing what you're doing. So this is great. Okay, so now let's talk about the reason why you're on our show. You're really on the show to promote your brand new book. So let's talk about your brand new book and why you decided to write it.
Oh, wow. This was a challenge and a half. when I was working in my holistic business, I was always saying to my clients, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you should do the other. And of course, they'd go off and do it. And then one New Year's Eve, actually, I was thinking, oh, you know, I've got all this New Year's resolutions that I'm writing year after year, but I'm never actually doing it. And yet I'm telling my clients that they should be doing this, that, and the other. So I was very conscious that I needed to walk the walk, as it were. So I wrote myself a list. I wrote myself a list of all the things that I wanted to do. And I thought, I'll do one a month and I will be accountable for it. But I didn't know how to do that. So I started blogging, and I'd never blogged before. I just literally threw myself into the online, and I started to work my way through these 12 challenges that I'd set myself, or 12 resolutions, if you like. And as I was going, I realized by starting to get to know other bloggers that they would share content weekly. So I divided my 12 months, or my 12 topics rather, into weeks. So I ended up with 52 separate challenges, and I did something new every single week for an entire year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a busy one. and then at the end, I had loved it so much, and I'd had so much feedback from people all over the world who were just inspired and had started their own challenges and their own blogs, that I got chatting to a journalist friend of mine over here, and I saw, you know, it's such a shame that this is over. And he was the one that suggested, Shelley, you've got a book. And I was like, no, I haven't. If I'm going to write a book, it's going to be a fiction book. He said, no, you've got a non-fiction book. He said, it fits into your industry, you know, the self-help mindfulness industry. He said, you've got 12 months, you've got 12 chapters. He said, it's so easy to convert this blog challenge into a non-fiction book. And that's basically how it came about. It was just a matter of tweaking it and changing various elements of it. But it then became How I Changed My Life in a Year. And I absolutely love it. It was just, it really has changed my life. The whole concept of it and the book itself really has.
Oh my goodness, I love it. And I've seen the cover. I haven't read the book yet, but it was something that grabbed my attention. And I thought, what an amazing concept. And to think that you wrote that it's mind blowing. And I think it's going to be a bestseller. I just think it's going to be great.
Oh, I love it. It was just such a fun challenge. Some of them were harder than others. Like some of them were just a bit of fun. I mean, I actually zip wired through Sherwood Forest, which was the most frightening experience of my life. but other things were like making a fairy garden with my daughter. I also took part in the writing challenge, which people probably heard about, the National Novel Writing Month. So it was the first time I'd ever taken part and written a 50,000 word novel in 30 days. So that was one of the challenges in November. Yeah, well, I'm doing it again this November, actually. So it's I'm doing it for the fifth time.
And you know what, Shelley? The thing that I like about this is that in the beginning of every year, like we're talking about, you know, people do these challenges and they get themselves to think. Like I remember in 2000, I had a challenge that I did a new thing every month, everything from belly dancing, and I went skydiving, and, you know, I did all these different things because I said, okay, if it's the end of the world or the end of this, I have to experience life. And I was laughing. People were like, what are you doing? I said, I want to know that I've done the things that I want to try. And, and you know, people would say, oh, you're kind of crazy. But it was so much fun and so inspiring and uplifting. It's like, oh, I'm not scared. I can do that. And when you somebody like you actually writes that, it motivates me. It's like, oh, look what they've done. I know I can do that too, and I can go try that, and I can experience something that I've never even thought of experiencing. I know that
I think
with myself.
Feedback. Sorry.
It's so fun, exciting. I know my girlfriend and I, we're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, that's one of the things. And I thought, This is fantastic. You know, this is something that I would never have done, but she inspired me when she had done it before. I said, okay. And I told her once, I said, and it was kind of in passing. I said, well, if you ever decide to do it again, let me know and I'll join you. Put my foot in my mouth. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, this is crazy. But you know, you never know what you're going to do, right? Until you try it, you throw yourself into that.
Yeah, absolutely. The feedback I've had has been amazing because it has, exactly as you said, people have said, oh my God, I can do that. You know, there's nothing, absolutely nothing stopping me from doing something different and something out of the ordinary. And I think we spend so much time, don't we, just sitting, you know, watching telly and just doing mundane stuff day in, day out, especially over here because we have such dreadful blooming weather. Everybody wants to sort of hibernate in their houses. It was a great way of getting myself out there, but it was also a way of showing my kids that they can do anything they put their minds to. And I think that was an important message for me as well.
That is so amazing. And ladies, this is going to be a fantastic book because you know what? It really does change you as a person when you read things like this. It opens up the possibilities, and I just think that's great what you've done and what you're doing. Are you doing another challenges? You know, you're saying that you're doing more things, but is this going to be a series of different things to inspire people?
I don't know. I think there is a question, actually. I might have to ponder on that for this new year now. I felt a bit lost once I'd finished it, actually, because I was so caught up in doing the challenges that the year went quite quickly. And suddenly I was left with, it's done then. Right, what now? Back to normality. So it certainly did make me think, actually, I need to be doing more and more with my life. One thing it got me doing that I love doing is I started a happiness jar, where anything I do that just makes me smile and makes me grateful, I'll write it down or I'll put the stub ticket or whatever it is into a jar, and then I'll collect them up, and on New Year's Eve I'll tip them out onto the carpet and have a look at all the things I've achieved and all the things that have made me happy through the year. So a bit of a smaller scale than the challenges, but
I like
it's still
that.
A nice idea. Yeah.
That is a wonderful idea, and it's something that, you know, you definitely hear about, but and I've heard about it lots, and I always think I'm going to do it, but I've never followed through with it. And I always thought this would be a great thing to give to my daughters. Okay, this is what this is your happiness jar, and write the things down. What do you recommend that for children? You know, I know that you do a lot of stuff, and I thought, would that be something that, you know, maybe our listeners would be inspired with for this year? You know, the Christmas season is approaching us and the new year is approaching. Would this not be a great thing to inspire others by saying, okay, let's make these jars and let's have even pre-paper in them, and you just take them and you fill them out, have your kids all ready for it?
Yeah. 100%, absolutely. I mean, you can pick up a jam jar so easily, or any kind of jar, really. And just a little notebook, a pretty pen, a bit of ribbon, and you can really kind of make it quite pretty and personal. And I know there's all sorts of craft goods where you can actually write names on, you know, a sort of a child's name. But the one thing I do is I keep it out on view so that I can see it. I think sometimes we think it's a great idea and then we hide our jar in the back of a cupboard somewhere and then totally forget about it. Whereas if it's out on display and you see it, you can see it getting full, you know, as the year's going past. You're shoving your tickets in, your cinema tickets or your concert tickets or your coffee dates and things like that. You're shoving them all in and you're seeing it getting full. It kind of spurs you on to create more memories, as it were.
And it's the little things that make us happy, isn't it? It's not just these gigantic accomplishments and, you know, we've done these big things. It's those little things. It's, you know, random acts of kindness. It's you know, seeing a smile on somebody's face and, you know, doing the little things for somebody else or having somebody do it for us. And I think it's maybe we take too much pressure, put too much pressure on ourselves. And this, ladies, anybody that's listening to this, this is not something to put pressure that you have to do these monstrous things to.
No.
These are just things to make you, what makes you happy? What makes you you? And I think that's what Shelley's getting at. And I love the thought process and how you're doing it. And it's very inspiring, Shelley.
I think the thing with the book as well, in the challenges I chose, were very ordinary things. So there's nothing, zip wiring isn't very ordinary, but the rest of them are things that anyone can do. They weren't really hard. They didn't cost a lot of money. You know, I'm a single mom. You know, I haven't got lots and lots of funds. So it was all stuff that I could do very, very easily, you know, with my children or without them, and include my friends, include my family. So, yeah, you don't have to think big in this kind of situation. You can have little challenges and set yourself little goals and just have that sense of achievement so easily.
I love it. And we're going to be posting about this book on all of our social media so that you understand what it's all about and that you could definitely go and purchase, because it is out right now, correct, Shelley? It is something our listeners can go out and purchase.
They can, yes. It's you can find it on my publisher's website, which is bhcpress.com. And if you go on there, they've on the author page, you can find me. I think I'm near the bottom. I think it's in alphabetical. And the book's available in all kinds of formats. So you can obviously get it from Barnes & Noble, from Waterstones Online, from Amazon, Kobo, all sorts of variations.
That is great. And I'm very familiar with that publisher, so we're definitely going to be promoting them at the same time, because Vernon and Joni are
guys.
Just amazing people. So that is great. Okay, so Shelley, we've talked about your amazing book that you've just published here. And so let's go back. I know that you've published a lot of other genres you were talking about. So for any of our listeners that would be interested in those, can you kind of explain why you got into that? And share, you know, some little tidbits about all those books too.
Oh, of course, absolutely. Well, in my head, I might be 46, but in my head, I'm 17, and I always will be. So teenage fantasy or young adult fantasy. Never. I'm never going to grow up. I'm like Peter Pan. I've always loved young adult fiction. Absolutely love it. I love the whole coming of age stories. I love supernatural stories. All the fantasy elements. I followed Enid Blyton up a faraway tree when I was about 8 years old, and I don't think I ever came down again. It's just a genre I absolutely love to read, and it kind of made sense to start writing my own stories because I was just so involved in the reading of those kind of books. And obviously having three teenagers myself, they're quite handy when I want to do some research or find out what slang is okay this time. I'm often saying to them, would you say this? And they're like, no, Mom, no, nobody says that anymore. I think the way I see it is my nonfiction is kind of like the day job, and then my fantasy is the hobby. That's how I see it in my brain.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And they can purchase these books also through your publisher and on your website?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's available through BHC. So my latest book, Oathbreaker, is it's a werewolf story, basically, and it's about a young girl who goes to a very special kind of boarding school where she has to train to be a werewolf hunter, but she actually quite likes the wolves. So it's a story I absolutely loved writing. And in October, I got to fly over to LA because it was up for an award as Best Young Adult Book of the Year. So unfortunately, I didn't win, but I still got to see Los Angeles.
Oh, my
goodness. I was happy.
Well, congratulations for being nominated. That is fantastic.
Thank you. I know. Getting to a finalist stage was pretty impressive. So, and I got to go to Harry Potter World at Universal.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's just so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It just made my day. It was just amazing. And the sequel to that book comes out at the end of this month as well. So that's something exciting coming up as well.
Well, you are definitely a very busy writer, and you have a lot of amazing things transpiring in your life. And we're very excited. And I just want to do a quick welcome. I want to welcome you to the Divas family. You know, we are just so excited for you, and we want to support you in your endeavors and the things that you're doing. So, Shelley, we're going to be sharing all of our stuff on our social media and also in our Changemakers Cafe group, and we hope that you will join our network of amazing women out there and connect with them, and then we can lock arms and grow together.
I would love that, absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful, absolutely wonderful to talk to you about everything, the books and the Motivate Me Academy and everything. It's always nice to be able to share your story.
Oh, and I love it, and I love exactly what you're doing. And we definitely want to share that, and we're so excited. I'm excited to get to know you. I know that you and I will probably be talking quite a bit in the future, and I hope that you'll come back on as a guest onto our show and share more wonderful things with us about all the things that you're doing. So thank you again for being my guest today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And oh my goodness, thank you to all of our guests too. You know, make sure that you check out Shelley Wilson, and I'm going to be posting, as I was saying, all of her social media links that she has. Maybe it's a link to her books. I think you're going to really love them. She's got some great things out there, and from all the things I've heard about this amazing woman, you're going to love her, guys. So make sure that you check her out. All of our calls are recorded also. So I want you to make sure that you take this show and you send it on to your friends and family, people that I think would love to work with her, that you think would love to work with her, and not just in her online stuff, but, you know, just get to know this amazing woman because she's got a lot to offer, ladies. And thank you, Shelley. We appreciate you. And all of you, make sure that you do something kind for somebody else today. That's what it's all about, is paying it forward and kindness. So take care, everybody. Until next time, we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
There's a quiet power living in Alberta right now. You have it, so do I. It's the power of where you save your money. Keeping your money at ATB means we can create loans for the people, places, and businesses that make Alberta, Alberta. Talk to ATB about the Amplified GIC for Business with a rising rate and flexible cashability. Get your money working for you. And Alberta, too. ATB listens.